Unit 6. Listening. Page 35.
How would you go about attracting new customers? What promotional activities have you done?
We've had brilliant coverage, actually, in the press. We've had write-ups in Slimming Magazine, Delicious, most of the women's magazines, the food pages have written positively about the product, which is great. I've had a number of articles, like business-led, in the FT this weekend. There was a piece about me, which was great on me, the product, which is just awareness. And that's obviously a really high-profile newspaper. So it's just all about, you know, raising awareness to try and, you know, increase sales. In terms of getting new customers, we have one strategy, and that is sampling. The more people that can try the drink, the more, you know, customers we'll get, because it is unique taste, and people, you know, they're not sure of how it tastes. So we do a number of sampling shows. We did the BBC Good Food show last year, and sampling out on the road. I'm looking at the moment at getting one those jet packs, sample packs, where you hike them on your back like a rucksack and can sample both hot and cold drinks from the back, and pick, you know, festivals or large areas where there's lots of people. It's just sampling. I don't have big budgets for advertising, so
I mean, presumably you use your website mm-hmm. a lot. I mean, the internet must have made a huge difference to business startups, would you say?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. It's like your shop window to the world, really. And actually I've had some interest from overseas now as well, in some Scandinavian markets, where chai is actually a lot more well known. In Germany, chai is really taken off, actually, and so, because, you know, the internet brings us all together, you can receive interest and possibly hopefully orders from.
What about things like a sachet, an add-on with a food magazine? They could strap a couple of sachets to the front cover.
Yeah, it's
all
just
that sort of thing. It's just, I suppose, having the budget.
It's so expensive. Yeah. I looked at that sachet on magazine thing, and you're looking at sort of over 100,000 for a run. So it's just all a bit. You know, you think about, you know, Cadbury's and some of the big players. They just have so much marketing spend, and my product is sitting on the shelf next to these big players. How do you compete? It's a real challenge to compete with, you know, moderate budget. But you can be clever, you can be creative. It's really important to push with PR. I recently did a show at the London Food Fair, where we did some sampling of iced chai, actually, because it's all very well launching a hot drink, but then, you know, what do you do come the warmer months? It was very important to keep momentum. So we had iced chai, and I created a chill out zone.